Wendy Lee, described as a Silicon Valley star, has been on the job since the end of October. Most recently, she was CEO of Get Satisfaction and helped P&G and others digitally connect with their customers. Welcome, Wendy. For those who don't know, what is Centrifuge and what is the importance to Cincinnati?
So Centrifuge is designed to be an innovation hub, with the center of our focus being entrepreneurs who have new ideas that they want to test out with customers and ultimately get funding for their businesses. So we follow the life cycle of an entrepreneur through those different stages.
All right, so maybe you can elaborate. So what are the different components? Because I know you're also trying to get money from the national scene.
Right. So Centrifuge as an entity, as an organization, has three distinct components. The first two components were really established by the founders of Centrifuge to make strategic bets for the region. And they were the fund of funds and the physical space, the building that's going to open in June in Over the Rhine. So those two strategic bets, as we call them, established a foundation that would create uniqueness in Startup Cincy, in our program. The fund of funds allows entrepreneurs exposure to VCs outside of our region. Okay. So the fund of funds allows our entrepreneurs to get exposure to VCs from outside the region, because we are making a requirement that the VCs that we invest in actually engage in our community. So that's an awesome experience. And the building is going to be the building. It's a place where we're all going to collect and collaborate and kind of have as a beacon, if you will, for innovation in the region. Now, so those two things have been going on for a while, but they were big investments. Over $75 million of money went into those two entities, so that took a lot of time. I think what we're now very, very focused on is the connective tissue between those two buildings, between those two strategic bets, if you will. And that really has to do with the life cycle of the entrepreneur, right? First, encouraging more talent to be discovered, if you will, and nurtured in this region. So we're going to be spending a lot of time with universities to see who there might want to put their toe in the entrepreneurial waters. Secondly, we want to make sure that, again, those entrepreneurs get access to customers. And there are over 200 customers in this region, big companies, not all as large as Macy's, Kroger's, and P&G, but plenty, that have an appetite for technology to drive their own strategic growth. So we're going to be matchmaking. And then the third thing we're going to be doing is making sure money's available. As I mentioned, fund of funds is just one part of that strategy.
So talk about some of the companies that you've helped already.
Well, Strap is one of them. Strap is a recent graduate from the Brandery. So Strap is a wearables analytics platform, right? All the data that's in and around devices like Fitbit and others, you know, needs to be pulled into a place so everyone can understand and take action on that data. So Strap is a good example. I was a mentor of Strap through the Brandery Accelerator this last year. They raised money. I was excited to participate in that personally. But more importantly, Centrifuge has been helping the Brandery, helping Strap to recruit people. So in that way, you know, we saw them early as being part of the accelerator. I had a chance to mentor them. Others would as well. Then I invested in them as an individual angel, and now we're helping them find people. So that's pretty exciting. And so that's an example of how you can work with them. And then also we talked about customer connections, one of our programs. They're also they had a chance to get in front of Kroger and actually closed a contract with Kroger as a result of one of our programs called Innovation Exchange, which sits under our Customer Connections Initiative. So think about, they're from outside the region, they get accepted into the Brandery, they get mentored by someone outside the region, right? They do a fabulous job raising money. I just fill in the round. Cincitech actually led the round. Then they get exposed to big customers with their platform, and here we are helping them hire people. It's a great story.
So what do you think the technology climate is like here in Cincinnati?
Well, I think, let's start with the big companies who can afford to buy it. I think they're eager to be exposed to new technologies that could potentially disrupt the status quo they have with their vendors, frankly. I think folks here are very loyal to their technology vendors, you know, especially the bigger companies. I think because, you know, you implement something and you spend a lot of time doing that and you want it to work and you keep optimizing it. But what I have noticed very early in joining the group, the team, and the region is that companies are curious. These big companies want to know what's the latest and greatest, right? So that's good because there's an appetite for using technology to enable their growth, either efficiency or effectiveness. So that's one thing. I think on the entrepreneur side, I think there are some very interesting ideas. And we talked about Strap, but there are others. I think Capture is a great technology, a very interesting opportunity that plays on the Internet of Things and kind of consumer interest relative to things to remember, right? Especially conversations and snippets of conversations to remember. But I think that's a strong play, and there are many others like that. We need more. We need more high-quality ideas led by serious, dedicated entrepreneurs. So part of our job is to attract them and energize them and educate them here.
Thanks, Wendy. Wendy Lee, the new CEO of Centrifuge. This summer, the organization will move to a new campus and over the Rhine with enough space to also include Cincy Tech and the Brandery. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.